It's also time to consider any dental visits and immunizations your child may need before school starts in the fall to keep them healthy and safe. Make an appointment today at Flint Hills Community Health Center by calling 620-342-4864. That's 620-342-4864.
KVOE News time is 8:48, Newsmaker 2 time here on a Thursday. Visit Emporia Director Leland Ains joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line this morning.
Leland, good morning.
Hey, Leland.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
All right. How about yourself today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day and a great day to talk about the annual grant award process here for Visit Emporia. How is that going so far?
Yeah, well, we have two grant cycles. One deadline is February 1st. The second is August 1st. And that August 1st deadline is coming right up. And we don't have a lot of submissions, and we have some funding available. And we wanted to make sure that event organizers and people in the community were aware that this grant was available and a good chance of receiving some funding if they have an event that is focused on bringing visitors to town.
Yeah, Leland, let's talk about eligibility and how people can, think that they might be eligible to pick up some funding here.
Absolutely. Well, it's pretty broad. It's any event or activity that is actively promoting visitors to come to town. So that could look a lot of different ways, be a lot of different things. There are various projects that are beautification projects that might enhance the experience of visitors coming to town or be something that visitors might want to come and be a part of. Or most commonly, it looks like events. So various events that community organizers might be putting on with specific intention of bringing out-of-town guests. So anything that would fall under that purview would be potentially eligible.
You've mentioned here about just kind of the range of projects. What are some of the different maybe events that have gotten grants help and grant support here in the past?
Yeah, well, I can tell you that there are some new events coming up, like No Coast Film Festival, that we hope will get in an application. As far as past examples of events, things like Cinco de Mayo, Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow has taken advantage of this grant through that event, and as well as Dia de los Muertos are great shining examples of a little bit more recent events that have been recipients of that grant.
There have been all kinds of people taking advantage. Kansas High School Rodeo, has been from this. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Because let's talk about let's talk about the dollar amounts too, Leland. I know anywhere from $100 to a couple of thousand dollars is what people generally. That's kind of the window they're looking at. But what are the monetary guidelines you have?
Yeah, the request limit would be under $5,000. So it really is from $1 potentially up to $5,000. If the event merited funding of that level.
And then the applications, when they're filled out, they are reviewed by the advisory board, is that correct?
That's correct, folks. I would encourage people to visit our website, visitemporia.com, to fill out the application, the form, there on our website. Once the deadline of August 1st hits, then those applications are reviewed by the Convention and Visitors Advisory Board, and they will make a determination on what amount, if any, would be awarded to events that have applied.
Leland, just how quick and easy is this process? For folks that have gone through the process before, they know what type of information you need from them. But folks that are new, what type of information do you need?
Yeah, I really don't, for me personally, and obviously I'm quite familiar with the process, but I don't think it's one of the longer, more difficult grant request processes. Obviously, there's a fair amount of organization information, tell us who you are, what you're about, but then it's simply outlining the scope of the event or activity that a person's planning or organizing. So what is the focus of the event? How many out-of-towners do you expect? How many days does it run? Those types of logistical information, and that's really a lot of what the emphasis is. Who are you as an organization, and what activity, and how does that pertain to bringing visitors to town?
And for those who may not know, tell us, Leland, where this Visit Emporia funding money comes from.
It comes from the transient guest tax. So that is not city dollars unless, as a city resident, you're spending the night in a hotel. This is the bed tax. So any of the lodging providers in town, they charge an additional transient guest tax that is collected and received by the city. And that fund is used to facilitate activities such as this that promote additional visitors coming to town. So it's a bit of an investment. We're taking that money and trying to put it in the hands of event organizers that are then bringing more and more people to town and hopefully encouraging them to stay overnight in Emporia and see all that we have to offer.
Leland, I wanted to shift gears really briefly here and talk about last night's City Commission vote about the common consumption area here. Obviously, your next step is to go into the Department of Revenue ABC side of things and get final approval for this at least temporary area. What is the goal here of Visit Emporia by bringing this forward, and what could possibly the city hope to gain here by having a common consumption area?
Yeah, great questions, Chuck. You know, we were approached by the city. In fact, Chief Owens himself came and brought this up and thought this could be a good enhancement and that we might be a good organization to pursue that. And we agreed. You know, we viewed it as part of our objective is to enhance the experience for visitors that are coming to town to participate in events and also attempt to attract more, of course. And we think that the common consumption area in events could potentially do just that, enhance the experience for participants engaging in the event and attracting more people to want to come participate. The best example I can give you is Halfway to Everywhere. This is really the event that we all had in mind in targeting as kind of a pilot for this and testing. You know, Hank there at Kansas Free for Arts has a magnificent event. It's very young. Due to the pandemic, it's only occurred once or twice,
I can't remember.
Just the one time, and then he was canceled in 2020. So it's a young event, but he's got multiple stages across an area. And what the common consumption area allows folks to do, it's really more about mobility. The objective is not to sell more beer. It's simply to allow people to move freely within that space and allow the DEs, the drinking establishments that are adjacent to that area, to be able to have pass-through rights. So participants in the Halfway to Everywhere Festival, hopefully if this all comes together as we envision it, would be able to move from one stage to another within that common consumption area and also move in and out of establishments into that space, which would be the 700 block of Merchant and the 600 block of Merchant connected by the alleyways and 7th Avenue there in between. We really do view this, you know, again, we were approached by the city. This is something that's been talked about for many years, and I think the environment must have been just right to finally try to pursue something like this.
And the timing was probably good, and we'll wait and see what happens. But it is kind of on the fast track as of right now, at least for a test run. Sounds like that will be happening. Before we let you go, Leland, we need to ask you about the Lunar Ride coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
We had Aaron Opel with us earlier this morning, and your name came up earlier today, Leland, as far as some kind of challenge or something nifty that's going to be happening Saturday. What can you tell us?
Yeah, well, for folks that are familiar with the Lunar Ride, there's certainly the traditional activities. There's the bike ride going on. There's live music. There's food trucks, and Mulready's will be there in the 700 block of Mechanic. And for, I believe in 2019 was the first year we introduced this golden ticket concept where we had the scavenger hunt. People could earn and find these tokens, bring them back. One of the prizes was a golden ticket that would allow you to bypass the following year's lottery into Unbound Gravel. As you two are aware, that's really attractive because that event, there's high demand. So this year we've partnered, Visit Emporia has partnered with the folks at Lifetime and with Lunar to get one of those five golden tickets. And we created a challenge that extended the weekend beyond Saturday alone. And we targeted a few additional points out in the Flint Hills. And we said, hey, if you go ride, if you spend a couple of days here in town and you go ride to these different locations, or even you might achieve it in one day, that's okay as well. But if you go ride to these points, you would then be eligible to potentially be drawn for one of the golden tickets that we have. So, that again, that would allow you to bypass the lottery. But our objective was to get people to extend their stay, keep riding, and exploring around Emporia.
So do they need to contact you or visit the Visit Emporia website to get registered for that? Is that how they do that?
There's no formal registration outside of you can visit our website to find the links to RideSpot. And you can go directly to RideSpot.com. and you will find the challenge on there. You can find it on our social channels. You can find it on the blog on our website. You simply participate in the challenge by logging your rides onto that app or onto their website. So pretty simple. You just need to create a free account. It doesn't cost anything. Put your username and email in there and then log your rides. Every completer that hits all of those points can come by our office and get a challenge sticker. And one lucky winner will be drawn for that golden ticket.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Be a good weekend of bike riding. It looks like it should be a good weekend for it.
Absolutely. Indeed.
Leland Danes, director of Visit Emporia. And again, get those applications in because there are dollars to be delved out through the tourism grant program for 2021. And again, what is the deadline to get those in, Leland?
August 1st. I'd encourage you not to wait. Like I said, it's not a long process. Visit Emporia.com. Go to the website today. Under the About Us, you'll find the grant guidelines and application. It doesn't take you long at all. If you've got an activity coming up this fall, encourage you to apply.
Leland, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Leland.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, Leland Danes, director of Visits Emporia. Get those grant applications in. Free dollars. Doesn't hurt. Didn't take long to fill that app out either. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center. Your medical home, Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 342-4864. Good morning. It's 8:58.
Shop Emporia first. Invest in our hometown.
This is Jenny Engold with Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue. Come see us for your tire, vehicle repair, and ATV service needs. Thanks for shopping Emporia first.
This is Angela Wilson, owner of Roto-Rooter Drain Cleaning Services. Thank you for giving our qualified professionals the opportunity to serve all of your drain cleaning needs, and thank you for shopping Emporia first.